Hello.
Hi, tell us about the Honda Pilot. This is the less boxy Honda Pilot.
That's right. Brand new for 2016. I think Volvo was the ones that we threw away the box and kept the toy when they stopped making their cars. So hideous.
Yes.
But they've kind of done that with this. Not that I would call the Pilot a toy. I mean, it's a fully featured 7-seat, three row seat SUV, basically a scaled down Acura MDX.
Oh,
or vice versa.
All right, yeah.
And a pretty nice vehicle. Now, this year comes again with a 3.5-liter V6 engine, which is very nice. Lots of horsepower. I think it's about 280. You can get it with either a 6-speed automatic transmission or a 9-speed. Now, the one I had was the Touring trim, which is the high end, and it had the 9-speed automatic transmission with great logic control. And I usually really like Honda transmissions, and I didn't like this one very much at all.
Oh, it's supposed to be a lot better for fuel efficiency and that sort of thing.
It probably is too, because if you head out, if you're not just driving it and goosey it, it'll shift right up to ninth as quickly as humanly possible.
Right.
But then if you want to step out and pass somebody, you tromp on the gas and hope it'll downshift, and it does. But eventually, and it's kind of like, oh, do I have to?
Oh, that's no good.
No. But I mean, other than that, it works. But it's a nice vehicle. Other than that, lots of storage inside, amazing numbers of little shelves and things. Like in the door. Or usually there's a little door pocket. This thing has about four.
Wow.
It has the new Honda entertainment system, which is terrible.
Oh, geez.
So again, no volume control. You can use the volume control on the steering wheel, but if you have a passenger that wants to adjust the volume, he has to do it with a little slide pot type thing on the LCD screen, and it just doesn't work very well.
Wow. All right. Not a ringing endorsement. And the price point on that?
Well, this one it starts at about 37, I believe. And this one I had came in at 50,490, which is getting to be some serious coin for one that's not a luxury machine.
Right. Yeah.
Although it's luxurious enough. I mean, it was fully loaded. There was nothing you really needed other than, a volume control.
All right. Let's switch over to the Smart Electric that you had a chance to play with for a bit.
Yes, this is the second time I've driven a Smart. I actually drove the electric briefly at Car of the Year Test Fest last year, and I didn't like it very much. So when I had a chance to drive it for a week, I thought, hey, why not? Maybe I'll warm up to it. Mm-hmm. And, no, I didn't.
Oh.
It's not that it's electric. I didn't mind the electric. The only thing the electric really does, well, out here, of course, it's not really electric. It's kind of coal-powered.
Yeah, here it'd be nuclear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some places it's hydroelectric. And the only thing the electric really does, besides give you lots of instant torque and no transmission to speak of, is that you have to plan your driving.
Yeah.
If you're heading down to Kingston or something, well, you might be able to make it there, but you got to spend the night. As opposed to a gasoline car, you just stop and get gas. That said, there's many other reasons to hate the Smart car. I really don't like this car. It is it's too small. There's nothing compelling about it. I mean, for an appliance for a commuter vehicle, I suppose, as long as you don't want to carry any groceries. But I drove this thing on the highway for a little bit, and I was scared for my life. It's just ridiculous when you got all these big trucks passing by, and it just about wants to blow you into the next lane. It's about as aerodynamic as a fully unfurled mainsail. Understeer is just terrible, and the first time you hit a corner, it feels like it's going to tip over on its side.
Well,
I loved it.
How about an alternative to this, then? What would you suggest?
Well, how about it's something like a Toyota Yaris or a Nissan Micra or something like that, okay. A real car. You get a gas one, then the way you can drive it as far as you want. And you don't have to suffer for it. You've got some room in it. I'll say one thing about the Smart. It's got great visibility, but that works against you because you can see what's coming at you. And it's also really easy to park.
Yeah. Okay.
It's easy to park.
It's really hard to find a bad car. And I can't say that the Smart is a bad car, but it sure rubbed me the wrong way.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jim Bray, our Live 885 Car Crasher. You can find written reports through live885.com and then click on Startup. Thank you, Jim.
Welcome.